Snoop Doggy Dogs for all my niggas and bitches. Old Dirty Bastard uses the term 76 times in his Nigga Please album, not including repetitions in choruses. The term Nigga Please, first used in the 1970s by comics such as Paul Mooney as a funny punctuation in jokes about blacks, is now heard routinely in comedy routines by African Americans. Stand-up comedian Chris Rock had a routine, Niggas versus Black People, that distinguished a nigga, which he defined as a low-expectation-having motherfucker, from a black person. In contrast, Tupac Shakur defined N-I-G-G-A as an acronym, Never Ignoring Getting Goals Accomplished. In the lyrics to his song, Words of Wisdom, on his 1991 album, Tupacalypse Now. It has later served as a title of a track on his posthumous 2004 album, Loyal to the Game. In an interview in the documentary Tupac Resurrection, Shakur further distinguished between nigger and nigga. Niggers was the ones on the ropes hanging off the thing. Niggas is the ones with gold ropes hanging out at clubs. In 1995, two Houston, Texas men filed an application with the U.S. Patent and Trademarks Office for the words Naturally Intelligent God-Gifted Africans and its acronym. The application was rejected, as were numerous subsequent applications for variations of the word nigga. Most recently, comedian Damon Wayans twice attempted to trademark a brand name called Nigga, featuring clothing, books, music, and general merchandise. The trademark office refused the application, stating the very fact that debate is ongoing regarding in-ethnic group usage shows that a substantial composite of African Americans find the term nigga to be offensive. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.